Personal Diaries. This is Priya Kale, your astrologer, and thank you for being here. Today we're going to take a quick look at the week of the astrology for the week beginning April 29th all the way to May 5th, and we'll look at the daily aspects, the moon's aspects and planets. And also, before I begin, I wanted to say thank you for being here and thank you to everybody who subscribed recently. I really appreciate your support, and of course I hope you find these useful. Let's just dive into the week. So it's another big week as always. Planets are on the move. The week begins with Mars-Neptune conjunction, which I'm going to get into in a minute. But Venus changes signs, Mars changes signs, and then Pluto stations retrograde. So there are major, and there are other aspects unfolding, but there are major shifts unfolding. Our world is shifting. The tectonic plates of our life and world are rearranging themselves, so move slowly. That said, things are really stabilizing now, and we're really getting aligned with ourselves and what we want, and we're ready to step forward and go for what we want or draw into our world what we most desire. So let's start with, I'm just going to take it day by day and run through the week. On the 29th of April, Mars is conjunct Neptune, and actually the aspect takes place late on the 28th, just after midnight here in New York. This is the culmination of a long, ongoing story that's been playing out well since February, if not before. But since February, it's really started to, you know, clarify itself. And I've described it in other videos as this symphony that's been playing, you know, slowly in the background of our lives, and now it's reaching a crescendo, and you can't ignore what's coming to the surface. Mercury, the Sun, Venus all made conjunctions to Neptune in the recent months since February. And Neptune is, this aspect is taking place in Pisces. Pisces is a sign of cosmic consciousness, of divinity, spirituality, of music, magic. You know, it's the infinite void, great void out of which all of creation is born. So this is a very magical aspect. The energy is very mystical, spiritual, imaginative, creative. There's great depth here. We've been through this process of filtering out, you know, our fantasies to seek depth at best. And now, you know, we're past this Scorpio full moon. We're in the waning cycle of the moon, moving to a Taurus new moon on the 7th of May, which is bringing a powerful renewal and new growth and a new cycle. So as we move through this waning cycle with this Mars conjunct Neptune, now we're, you know, really getting clear on what we want. We're releasing the past, we're letting go of toxic cycles and patterns and situations that drain our energy. And we're now, at best, this is a chance to seek depth and really surrender to the magic and infinite potential in the present. Romantic and creative and, you know, spiritual and poetic. So it's all about where what we're tapping into and where we're feeding our attention. What you feed will grow. Because there's so much potential here. It's hard to miss at this point. And if you're sensing any sense of lack, then I would suggest that, you know, you move beyond this illusion of lack. It's about how we value what's in front of us. And it's about seeing the magic in our current circumstances, because it's there. Sometimes we just have to allow it to play out. So if you're not sure about something, certainly, you know, as the Mars-Neptune, I do have to say, there's always, I don't want to say danger, but there's always the need for discernment, because it's only our own illusions that cause us disappointment. So avoid assumptions, avoid, you know, seek clarity, trust your intuition, seek clarity, but avoid assumptions. And if you're not sure about something, then once this aspect clears, if there's been a sense of fog over the past week or so, you know, where we're clarifying things, after this aspect on the 29th, you know, as we move further into the week, there's a deep and growing sense of clarity and, you know, finding ways forward to manifest what we want. And we're absolutely in the process of materializing our dreams. This is just that last wave in this process before we really hit the ground running. So pay attention to your dreams as you wake up on the 29th and, you know, you're finding clarity within yourself about what you want, what you desire, what's not working for you, what's been draining your energy and you're releasing now, and where you want to feed and pour your attention. So, you know, follow your heart, because on the same day, just hours later, this aspect aligns. This is Venus's final hours in Aries, which is Mars's sign. And hours later, on the morning of the 29th, Venus enters Taurus. And this is great news for everyone. Venus will be in Taurus until the 23rd of May. This is Venus's home sign. So this is good news for our hearts, for our relationships, financial matters, for creative matters, for us to really recognize how sweet life can be. With the Sun, Venus, Jupiter, Uranus, all in Taurus now, this is a chance to really slow down, take in this pleasures, fleeting pleasures of life. The energy is sensual and relationships can certainly deepen now. We're deepening heart bonds. Relationships that have felt very fiery or put through the fire can now start to stabilize and find grounding as we find grounding within ourselves and our values. And same goes for, you know, creative matters and financial matters. We're seeing the potential in situations and what's real and what we value. Just pay attention to where you're, again, what you're nurturing. Nurture what you value. Stay connected with your heart as Venus moves through Taurus, because there's gold to be mined and rare treasures here for us. Recognizing how sweet life can be and the very real love, support, resources that are available. Relationships can start to deepen as, you know, we find clarity within ourselves, and then we can meet others and find common ground, whether these are, you know, romantic connections, certainly, or business partnerships, financial relationships, and creative partnerships even. And the moon is moving through Capricorn on the 29th, so it can be a very productive day as well. You know, follow the muse, trust your intuition, and make a lot of progress on the 29th. On the 30th, the moon continues to move through Capricorn until 11:19 a.m. Mars is about to change signs. We enter the 30th, you know, there's this sense of us really materializing or getting clear on our ambitions and goals on the morning of the 30th. And take time to reflect on your goals, your ambitions, clarify a vision. And there's a sense that a dream is within reach and we're materializing our dreams. We're seeing a way forward to materialize something. So it's just a matter of sharpening this vision, being true to your integrity. There's a million ways to do something, but ultimately, there are no shortcuts to success, and success is the fruit of our hard work. You know, it's not the goal. So get aligned with a soul ambition and a soul vision and something that, you know, you came to this planet to do, which only you can do. And then trust that, you know, it's not, your success is not in question. It's a matter of where you want to pour your energy and effort and time into, because you have one life. So it's not about some future gratification, because you may not even be alive for that. We don't know how long we're here. What matters, true success will come from being able to do what really brings you that sense of soul satisfaction in this moment. And then trust life will, you know, with that momentum and with that deep sense of purpose and in alignment with your integrity and values, life will back you up and support your dreams, because this is the universe's dream for you. So on the 30th, you know, morning, there's this deep sense of knowing what we need to do next. And then at 11:32 a.m., after the moon enters Aquarius, Mars enters Aries, and the energy is shifting. We're moving from this earthy, watery energy to fiery, passionate energy. With Mars in Aries, this is Mars's home sign, which means we're getting aligned with ourselves. So then, Mars is going to be in Aries until the 9th of June. And this is a chance to really go after what we want and get aligned with our desires and ourselves and really have that level of self-awareness so we can, navigate the coming weeks with awareness, because so much is opening up. It's just a matter of directing this energy with focus. And Mars in Aries has that laser focus. It's a warrior planet in its home sign. So you're working with a lot of energy. But remember, Mars in Aries is also like the child with a knife can be. It's important that we know our own limits, so we know how far to go and when to stop. So that requires that level of self-awareness. And we've learned important lessons over the past year. Mars has been through conjunction to Saturn, and all the planets have passed conjunction to Saturn. So there's been an important process of growing up and understanding our limits and boundaries. Now we're moving to the next stage of growth, but that self-awareness is called for. And there's a lot more I could say, but I'm just going to move on to the forecast. And if I have time, I'll do another video with Mars and Aries. But just know that, we're feeling very passionately. Once again, relationships are really getting aligned now as we get aligned with ourselves and our own desires and what we want. Be true to yourself and then trust you can find common ground with others. Making a lot of connections. The moon will square Venus and conjunct Pluto. And this smoldering intensity that's now rising. Life is shifting very powerfully, and things are up in the air, but at the same time, life is rearranging itself in a very powerful way in front of our eyes. The tectonic plates of our life are shifting right now because Pluto is stationary and stations retrograde on the 2nd. So first of all, as Mars enters Aries on the 30th, really get aligned with yourself, because Mars is at home in Aries. So now we've got Venus in our home sign, Mars in its home sign. And this energy is sharp and we're ready to go after what we want. Or then with Venus in Taurus, wait for what we want, or that perfect moment. So, and Pluto's shifting. So everything's shifting. People, there's this intensity in the air. Just self-awareness is needed, and detachment. With the moon in Aquarius, there's a need for absolute detachment. Knowing what we want, but remaining detached from outcomes. So we're becoming aware of our desires, and there's a need to reclaim our power, because you can bring about the change you need now. And the more you can let go of attachment to outcomes or controlling anyone else or other people's expectations or trying to control people, please, or this is about you and your life. So we're taking back the power in our lives to live our life on our terms. Because just after midnight on the 1st of May, Venus squares Pluto. And then also on the 1st, the moon will reach first quarter phase in the morning, and then sextile Mercury. This is intense. This is a pivotal moment. We're turning a corner in our relationships, in financial situations, in understanding our own power and what we value in life and what, does not matter. And how we're understanding what needs to change within us so we can bring about the change that we need. So life is shifting and shifting gears very powerfully. Relationships are evolving, and this change is coming from inside out. So as we let go of expectations of what something should look like on the surface and reconnect with what something feels like and what, we value the most in our heart, because there are rare and precious treasures here, but it's a matter of that pure process of purification and letting go of the need for external validation for how we feel. So move as you move through the 1st of May, relationships are a turning point, financial matters, creative matters, but it all comes back to really you and what you value, because there's no right or wrong here. It's a matter of you now, us now finding, you know, our core, digging for our core values, then we can trust whoever and whatever else we need will gravitate to us, and we can deepen the bonds that align with our values and that are now part of our future. Because we're moving the future one way or the other. And, you know, the past is past. We can't change the past, but we can learn and grow from it. And it's been a necessary process of growth that we've been in. And there are important conversations, realizations coming through in the evening on the 1st of May. So this could also be a very social time. We may be making a lot of connections. Relationships are certainly deepening. There's a need for detachment, but also to be real, real with yourself, then you can be real with others. And trust, you know, things are up in the air, but it's only when we can be real with others that we can find that common ground and build on solid foundations that are sustainable for the future. We are in the waning cycle of the moon, and, you know, it's about now being honest about what needs to be let go of so we can clear space for what's starting to grow in the ashes of the past. Energy is smoldering. There's a deep intensity here. Pluto stations retrograde. And now Pluto, you know, is the modern ruler of Scorpio. Pluto is the planet of power, of transformation, metamorphosis. So wherever you have Aquarius in your chart, there's a deep, powerful transformation unfolding. We're shedding skin, we're clearing space. Certainly we're releasing the past, and now we're on a journey of reevaluating where we've been since the beginning of the year. And this goes on until pretty much the end of the year. So it's like we've come so far, and now before we go further, we've got to, you know, clear space, because so we can invite in more of the abundance and love and prosperity and financial and emotional well-being that we desire. For that, there needs to be an unburdening and releasing of the past. Then we can draw in what we desire. And you needn't fear losing anything or anyone you love, or, you know, just let go of clinging, because Pluto's in Aquarius. Pluto asks for surrender, and Aquarius is an air sign. It's a fixed air sign. So this is, you know, think of air, you can't grasp it with your hands, but we need it to breathe and to sustain us. So there's a need for that surrender and to recognize, you know, like breath happens involuntarily. Life is happening, you know, got to trust in life and trust that anything that's changing, or the less we cling, the easier we can ease through a transition. And what's being swept away from our lives is stuff that we don't need. And it may mean that we're looking into the darker corners of our life and seeing things that have overgrown that we haven't paid attention to. And now, you know, we're seeing the darkness, and it needs to be swept away, because there's so much blossoming. And you don't want, you know, it's like weeding out a garden. So tend to the garden of your life. Acknowledge everything, even the stuff that you feel is unacceptable. It's only in acknowledging reality as it stands can we find the power to change it. And Pluto is all about power, and Pluto stationing retrograde is asking us to really reclaim our power in our lives, especially where we have Aquarius in our chart, to clear space for the future that's now beckoning. Immediately after Pluto stations retrograde, the moon enters Pisces, and the energy gets soft, and then will sextile Venus. So there's really a sense of, you know, relationships are deepening. We're seeing deeper potential in our financial and creative situations as well. But certainly if there's any sense of loss, or, you know, there may be also a powerful emotional release that's happening, any sadness or grief, move through it consciously and trust that we are in the waning cycle of the moon, but this is Taurus season, and it's like spring, you know, after winter comes spring. So have faith in the natural process and natural cycle of your life, because everything that's clearing out is making room for new growth. Mars now sextiles Pluto, and we're really harnessing our power to clear away the past and let go of what's weighing us down, so we can invite in more of the love, prosperity, abundance, support that we desire. And this is us taking charge in our own lives. We can't change the world, we can't change others, and we can barely control ourselves. You move through this process consciously of surrendering the past and letting go of masks and shedding an old skin as we reconnect with who we are today and find the power to, you know, be true to ourselves and let go of the weight of expectations of the world. We're finding a sense of ease within ourselves at best, and our own sense of authority in situations as we step over a threshold. On the 4th of May, the moon continues to move through Pisces. The energy is dreamy, sensual, romantic. You know, relationships can deepen at best. If you're moving through any sense of loss or grief, move through it consciously. Get grounded in your present reality. Eat good food, listen to good music, take a bath, take a walk in nature. You know, just find stuff that replenishes you and on a soul level, and just even on a physical level as well, just replenish yourself, fill your own cup. The moon will sextile Jupiter, conjunct Neptune, and then enter Aries. So the energy shifts from dreamy Piscean energy to more fiery, passionate Aries energy. There's a sense of us waking up to what needs to happen and what needs to change. So through the 4th of May, there may be a sense of urgency that we're feeling. Still, just remember, nothing is urgent in the sense of, yeah, you need to do what needs to be done, but just to what's driving you or what's motivating you. Any choices made in fear or anger, you know, especially it's the shadow side of Aries, or any fears of abandonment, it's likely leading us in the wrong direction. There's a need for, with the moon in Aries, there's a need for trust and childlike trust, as well as self-awareness and awareness. Then we can navigate consciously without being destructive or self-destructive and, you know, letting our fears ruin something that's budding and blossoming and needs tender care and nurturing. Move through this process of releasing the past consciously so you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, is what I'm trying to say. 5th of May, there are no major aspects taking place, but the moon continues to move through Aries. And that's nice because we get a day of, you know, just being with ourselves without anything tugging at our energy. So take the 5th of May, which is next Sunday, to really just reconnect with yourself and perhaps with a partner and really, you know, get on the same page with another, or then at least with yourself. Actually, just overnight, moon conjuncts Mercury. So there's definitely deep insights coming through on the 5th. Maybe communication, maybe conversations. It's a great day to do that. And, or to be even just sit in stillness and meditation and quiet the mind. And, you know, come back to yourself and what you value, because the moon is waning. And next week, on the 7th of May, we're moving to, you know, fertile, luscious, abundant, prolific Taurus new moon, just really bringing us a sense of stability in our connections within ourselves and giving us a chance to heal our sense of self-esteem and grow in a true sense of self-esteem as the weeks progress. So as you move through the 5th of May and the weekends, you know, a lot has happened and a lot has shifted through the week. So take the time to really integrate everything that's come through and be honest with yourself above all. And then, you know, trust all the answers that to all the questions that you need are already within you. And certainly if you have questions with Moon and Aries, be willing to ask, be childlike, rather than have assumptions. So you don't have to make accusations or anything if you're upset about something, especially, because reality is sweeter than we think. So I'll stop there for now, but that's the week in a nutshell. And I hope you found that useful. And I hope you listen in through the week to check in. That way, you know, sometimes it makes more sense during the week as things are happening. But thank you for watching. And if you're still here, certainly thank you so much for being here. And do like the video if you liked it and sign up to the channel. And I'll catch you next time. Namaste. Bye for now.